you know, let me tell you, some of the venom that's coming out of Seattle, you know, I think it's ridiculous what some of the people up there are saying about that Clay Bennett and his group stole the team. I think that's ridiculous. They bought the team from Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz had been trying to get a new arena built up there for a while. Didn't happen. Clay and his group had tried to get an arena built up there. That didn't happen. They moved it to Oklahoma City, where people had already built an arena, then approved a new tax to refurbish that new arena and build a $20 million training complex for the team. And now you guys, Mayor McGinn, was talking to David Stern about bringing the NBA back to Seattle. The NBA has said, we're not expanding. There will be no expansion teams. So what does that mean? An existing team would need to go to Seattle. Chris Hansen has talked about buying a team. Maybe he would buy Sacramento's team and move them up there. So then are you guys going to be calling Chris Hansen a thief? Are you guys going to say you are thieves for hijacking the Sacramento Kings?
Clay Bennett really didn't try to do anything to get an arena built here, one. Two, if you go back to the emails that were disclosed, especially the one from Aubrey McClendon, stating quite clearly the intent was always to move the team to Oklahoma City. So your basic premise is factually incorrect.
Well, Aubrey McClendon has done a lot of things that, and especially he's done some things recently that are not totally above board. I'll agree with that. But I can tell you that a person here in Oklahoma City that was approached, a wealthy individual who was approached about being a part of the ownership group originally, he was asked, do you want to be in on this? And he said, you know what? If you guys are going to buy a team and move it here to Oklahoma City, absolutely, I'm in. I'm in for whatever it's going to cost me. But if that team is not coming to Oklahoma City, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to own a team and Seattle or anywhere else for that matter. And he was told at that time, we cannot guarantee that the team we buy will be moved to Oklahoma City. And then he said, well, then I don't want to be a part of it because I don't want to own a team unless that team is going to be in Oklahoma City.